Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The case against reputed Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger is going forward with one indictment. That includes 19 murder charges, and Bulger will be arraigned on those charges next week. A judge yesterday also appointed a taxpayer-funded lawyer to defend Bulger, saying that he is indigent, despite the $822,000 the government seized when Bulger was arrested last week. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff has the latest.
U.S. District Court Judge Mark Wolf denied the defense request to consolidate the two indictments. Wolf sided with the prosecution, saying the more recent murder charges are likely to be more provable. He then approved the government's motion to dismiss the earlier case. James Whitey Bulger's temporary lawyer argued the prosecution was dropping the case to remove it from Judge Wolf, who in the past has been critical of the government's handling of the case. But the judge, looking right at Bulger, said twice, if he thought the government was judge shopping, he should have appeared in court in 2000 to object. In another hearing, Judge Marianne Bowler denied the government's request to ask Bulger's brothers if they would pay for his defense. She said there was no legal precedent for requiring a sibling to pay. Instead, she appointed veteran defense attorney J.W. Carney as Bulger's lawyer. Outside the courtroom, Carney said he has one goal.
Our Constitution guarantees every defendant the right to a fair trial, and we're going to see that he gets it.
Bulger's temporary lawyer, Peter Krupp, is finished with the case. He said looking forward, the intense media attention will complicate any trial.
It is going to be profoundly difficult for Mr. Bulger to get a fair trial. There has been so much publicity about this case and everything that's happened, even things that haven't happened, have been reported.
Now the case against Bulger turns to the 19 murder charges. Carney says it's premature to think about moving the trial out of Boston or a defense strategy, but he acknowledges it will be tough.
It's clear there will be tens of thousands of pieces of paper that we need to put eyeballs on, as well as thousands of exhibits. It's going to be a daunting task, but we're going to be up to it. We guarantee that.
Judge Bowler said it will be an extremely difficult case, and it may be necessary to appoint another lawyer. Carney has defended other high-profile clients, including John Salvi, who killed two people in 1994 when he opened fire on two clinics where abortions were performed. But there is no other defendant in Massachusetts with Whitey Bulger's high profile, and law enforcement is taking no chances. Bulger is transported to and from court with the security detail fit for a president. Yesterday, he was flown in a helicopter from the Plymouth jail to Logan Airport, then by black SUV to the courthouse. He left amidst a wail of sirens. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myroff.